You are tuned to KZ95, which is KZJH Jackson, Wyoming. And joining us, a guy who's done something probably no one else is ever going to do again, 4,256 hits in Major League Baseball. Also holds the record for most singles. Some National League records include most runs, doubles, longest consecutive hitting streak. Spent 24 years playing, won three World Series, two with Cincinnati, one with Philadelphia. And he's given us a few minutes this morning. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thanks for giving me a shot to talk to all the good people in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
You're coming to us from Vegas. Spend quite a bit of time down there mixing it up with fans at Caesar's Palace. You guys are at, you're at Field of Dreams in the Forum. Do you still like that a lot, taking time out? And you seem like a guy who just loves talking baseball.
Well, that's the good thing about being here in this forum. It's the busiest mall in the country, and a lot of baseball fans come through here, especially now that baseball is off and running again. And just a way for people to meet me or to take a picture with me, or they want to buy a bat, a ball, a jersey, a pitcher, a bobblehead, whatever. We have it all right here at the Field of Dreams store.
I got to ask you about hitting a little bit, especially when it comes to you and hitting. In your opinion, do you think of it more of an exact science or like an athletic ability when you would go up to the plate?
I just think it's a fun game. It's a battle every night against the pitcher, and it's a rough game because you're only going to fail. You're going to fail 7 out of 10 times. The baseball players try to do is hit 300, and that's the only occupation I know of where you can fail 7 out of 10 times to go to the Hall of Fame. But I think the more thinking you do about hitting, the worse you're going to be. I think you just got to go up and try to hit the ball hard, work on your craft, use the whole field. There's a lot of different tips I could give kids about hitting, but I think the least number of things you think about, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, you seem like a guy who would just kind of go up the plate and kind of take what you got and use your kind of athletic ability to judge what's coming at you. But it seems like there are a lot of guys who would kind of try to pick the pitcher's mind and try to swing how they think that what pitch is going to come.
Well, I think those guys are fooling themselves because, all you try to do, whether you're pitching or whether you're hitting, is be consistent. And if you develop the right habits and you go about it in a consistent way, I think as far as a Little League baseball player, I think the important thing to understand is what you can do and what you can't do. Then just go out and do the things that you can do on a consistent basis. What I mean by that, if you're going to hit home runs, go ahead and hit them. If you're going to steal bases, go ahead and steal them. If you're going to pitch, go ahead and pitch. If you're going to be a relief pitcher, go ahead and relief pitch. If you're going to hit singles and doubles and run the bases very aggressively, go ahead and do that. Everybody has expertise. Everybody has crafts. Just try to do something that you can't do because you'll put yourself in a position to fail. And a lot of players today that are playing, if you put them in a position to fail, they're going to fail.
Is there a pitcher that you absolutely hated to face back when you were playing?
Well, there are some real good pitchers. I don't think I hated to face anybody, but, obviously you got to get up more for Koufax and Drysdale and Marichal and Bob Gibson and people like that as opposed to some of the guys that didn't have the record that they had. But it seems like hitters really get up for the good pitchers, knowing that you have to. Because if you don't, they'll embarrass you. It wasn't fun to hit off of Koufax. He's probably the best pitcher. He gave me the most trouble, but the best pitcher I ever faced was Juan Marichal, and I got a lot of hits off of him, but he still was a real competitor.
Is there a pitcher out there that you would almost smile when he would come up to the mound? You just knew you were going to get something from him?
Yeah, I can't tell you, though, because I don't know if they're still alive or not. I don't want them to know that when I'm talking today. But we used to call them lions or lambs. You used to get the hits off the lambs because the lions were going to eat you up.
You got to give us one name. Is there any name out there?
I got a lot of hits off of Don Sutton. I got a lot of hits off of Bob Welsh. I got 77 hits off of Phil Niekro. And I got 34 hits off his brother Joe. So think about that. I got a 40th of all my hits off the Niekro family. If she'd had five boys, I'd have got 5,000 hits.
And again, we're talking with Pete Rose. You still follow the Reds a lot? They're right around 500 right now.
Yeah, I follow everybody because I live in Los Angeles and I'm not in Vegas. And as you know, the back east games start at 4 o'clock and the Midwest games start at 5 o'clock and then the West Coast games start at 7 o'clock. So I get to watch two or three games every day and I'm home, which is usually Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. I'm usually at Caesar's Forum Shops on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But, yeah, I stay on top of the game because when you have to talk about it to people that are in line buying autographs, you got to know what the heck they're talking about.
Can you give us two teams you think will be in the World Series this year?
No, I can't really. I think the Red Sox are going to be tough again. And the Yankees get any kind of pitching, they got a real good offense. I don't know about the Out West teams. I guess Anaheim might have a pretty good ball club. Angels are off to a good start in the night. I don't know who the favorite in the National League would be. I thought the Dodgers had a real good team on paper, but you don't play on paper. And of course, San Diego's got some real good pitching down there. And usually, the team with the best pitching, the Mets are off to kind of a blasé start. I thought they had a real good ball club, but it's early yet. Let's let them play a little bit. Let's let them get the rotation in order and get everybody healthy that's supposed to play and see what happens then.
Is there any way that you think baseball has changed? If there's one rule that you could change in baseball, is there anything that you might change to the game?
Yeah, there's two things I would do. One thing, I would raise the mound back to where it was before 69 season. The 68 season when McClain won 31 games, Bob Gibson pitched 13 or 14 shutouts, they lowered the mound the next year. And we don't do anything to help pitching today. And the other thing, I would either always have the DH or not have the DH. What I mean by that is you have the DH in American towns, but you don't have the DH in National League towns. You rotate the DH every year in the World Series, and you should always have a DH in the All-Star game, because I'm not interested in watching American League pitchers hit off of National League pitchers in the All-Star game.
Who does interest you in the game? Is there anybody out there that you actually make time for to catch, to watch on TV, or just head to the game?
Oh, I think the best player, and I really like the guy, is A-Rod. A-Rod's the best player in baseball. Not only makes the most money, but he's the best player all around in baseball. And I like him because he loves the game. He's a student of the game, and he loves the game. And I think that's why he'll probably beat Barry Bonds' record someday.
Down here at KZ 95, we pride ourselves, Pete, on having over 4,000 songs in our library. Would it anger you? What's that?
Wow, that's a lot.
Would it anger you if I told you we had exactly 4,257 hits in our library? We have more hits down here than Pete Rose.
Wow, that's great.
Can we get you to say that, KZ95, the station with more hits than me?
Is it KJ95?
KZ95.
Okay. KZ95 has more hits than me, Pete Rose. I got 4,257. I only come up one short, 4,256.
Well, we do thank you a lot for giving us some time this morning.
Tell all the people at Jackson Hole hi, and there we get to Vegas, come in and see us.
Okay, thanks for giving us a few minutes, Pete.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.